Well, I like it when the guests introduce me. That's a nice change of pace. I don't get that very often. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. And yes, I'm Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live from the Rife Center in the heart of northern Minnesota, in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Sometimes you hear a certain phrase in reference to Minnesotans. It's particularly popular among visitors to our state, but even locals use it once in a while. I'm talking about Minnesota nice. You've heard it. On the surface, this sounds like a good thing. If you come to Minnesota, you will meet nice people. Isn't everyone so nice? Isn't it nice that we're nice? But the first thing to know about Minnesota nice is that we're not actually nice. I mean, some of us are. Some of us are nice, but no more than average. You know, the critical element of Minnesota nice is that collectively, we're afraid people might think we're not nice. To be thought of as not nice is the worst thing we can imagine. So we endeavor to seem nice. Usually we are pretending. Often not very well. We're not actors, you know, we're farmers mostly, maybe some bloggers. Right here, now many of you are probably, you Minnesotans are feeling rage boil up from your innermost being. What's he saying? Of course we're nice. We're the nicest. But see, this is all part of my larger point. This isn't a nice reaction, it's a defensive reaction. Nice people don't think this way. Daniel Elazar described three types of political cultures in the United States: traditionalistic, individualistic, and moralistic. He classifies Minnesota as a moralistic culture, and he's not wrong. A moralistic state believes there's always a better way to do things, a higher plane. You know, Minnesotans believe in the abolition of slavery, public education, health care, even prohibition. You know, the Volstead Act came from right here in Minnesota. We were trying to be nice to enforce nice on a global scale. The earliest seeds of moralistic thinking were planted with the Puritans in New England, and those seeds spread west into Minnesota in the mid-19th century. That means Minnesota nice started because we were afraid of going to hell. Only in modern times do we consider pretending to be nice the same thing as avoiding going to hell. Under this philosophy, every new person Minnesotans meet could potentially send us to hell if they don't like us. Any one of these strangers, based on our behavior, could send us hurtling down in the fire pit of Mephistopheles. Minnesotans are ruled by this terrifying fear of not being nice. If you say something rude, that could be the one thing that throws you into the fire pit of the River Styx. What if you don't smile? What if you don't offer guests food at 2 p.m. for some reason? Satan's lava is hot. We'd rather make more tiny sandwiches than we need because Lord knows we'll eat them if they won't. So we try. We try so hard. We're so scared we might get it wrong. We try to relate and we get nervous, so we say, oh. We feel guilty for ending sentences too early, so we say, so. Sometimes for no discernible reason, we just say, yeah. We even say, excuse me, when people bump into us, because we want to go to heaven. Long after it's necessary to say anything, we'll say, real good then. Not because it means anything, but we're trying to just create a narrative in case God is watching us. Real good then, everything is fine here. You don't have to be religious to be Minnesota nice. You don't even have to believe in anything except the notion that the judgment of others has the power to crush you. You'll find, once you've lived here a little while, that that notion slips on just about as easy as a pair of gopher sweatpants. Critics of Minnesota nice say that our state is a great place to meet nice people, but never quite become their friends. I get that. You know, my wife and I have a thick Rolodex of acquaintances. Wonderful people. We're just afraid of them, that's all. For a Minnesotan, there's nothing more comforting than the sight of taillights leaving the driveway. In that moment, we know that we were as nice as we could be, and now we can finally be ourselves. What a relief. I'm Aaron Brown, and this is the Great Northern Radio Show.